Full Moon Readings with Sarah Moore. Here we are again. I can't believe there's only a few minutes left already.
I know. That's terrible.
Goes by so fast. But just in case you did miss one of your readings today, or we don't get to yours, and we're trying to get through as many as possible,
yes,
you can go see Sarah this Friday.
Yep, Friday at Premier, right next to JCPenney. I'll be there from 5 to 7. And if you'd like to book a reading on your own for a longer amount of time, because those are just going to be quick little ones.
Yeah, of course.
You can go to the website, and there's also gift certificates. So if you forgot your father's Father's Day gift,
sure,
you can buy him a gift certificate and send it to him. And you'll get to print it out right away. But I do offer readings in my North Conway office and long distance. Obviously, I'm able to do it over the phone.
Yeah.
Or else I wouldn't be here right now. I'd be in your living room. So Friday night is Premier Rental Purchase from 5 to 7. And then Saturday, I'm teaching a Reiki class, which go to the website and look up classes. You'll see more about that and what it entails.
Of course. And that's enlightenedhorizons.com. And again, you can follow Sarah on Facebook. And thank you to North Conway Premier for doing that.
Oh,
that's going to be a fun
I
little
love
thing.
Them. I and can't wait.
They've been proud sponsors of Full Moon Reading since the beginning now,
yeah,
which is pretty awesome. And they are, again, one of the best, if not the best deal in town when it comes to furniture, appliances, and more.
And they are funny.
And they're funny guys.
They're
it's
my
a lot
kind
of fun.
Of people. Yeah.
It's a fun shopping experience all around. Whether you shop them first or last, you will shop them and you'll find out, oh, why'd I bother?
Back.
This is the
deal.
Yeah,
and it's new. It's new stuff. It's just they offer really great financing.
Excellent. It's northconwaypremier.com for more details on that. I did want to mention that Margie from Conway, we were talking about her parents not
yep
too long ago, and you were saying that they kept on saying, God bless you, and you
oh,
loved
I loved
them.
Her parents.
You loved them. Well, she wanted to let you know that your reading made her very, very happy, and her parents were indeed very religious. There's
oh,
an
I
Italian
love that
family.
Mm-hmm.
They all love each other so much, and she went on this whole entire spew that we won't go on here. But
oh, I love
but
that.
Positive feedback for you. That's
you know,
why.
That just means you're doing them so proud. That's amazing.
Excellent. That is very nice to hear. Thank you, Margie, for texting in again and letting us know. Let's get through a few more here. We have some time. Lauren from Conway texting in. Her dog, Sonny, is super anxious when he's in the car. She's had him for a few years now. Is there anything that she can do to make him more comfortable?
No, not in the car. My right eye up high feels a little weird, and my butt on my higher than my tailbone. It's like my SI joint on my left side feels a little weird. I feel like if you could get this dog a massage, I would be just a jello ball. I would love it. So, and I think that just getting a massage would help the dog in general and in the car.
Okay, so that's good for Sonny. Give him a little bit
yeah
of a little bit of a rub down. He'll enjoy
yep
it.
Yep, totally.
Sherry from Freedom texting in. Lost a family member very recently. Wondering if there's any messages. Sherry from Freedom.
Yeah, I'm good. I just heard, yeah, I'm good. And I'm giving signs all over the place. Like, how many of you have almost hit birds? Like, that's me. You know, the robins flying in front of the car? It's me. I'm trying to wake you guys up so that you know I'm okay. Like, lift your heads up and be alive. So many of the people in your family, he's saying, are heads down and kind of like, you know, going through the motions. They're saying when somebody dies, you should wake up and say, wow, I'm so lucky to be here and blessed to be here, and just like eat the lemon ice or do something to feel alive.
All right, do something to feel alive. That sounds good. That sounds like great news. Jane from Center Conway texting in, wondering if you have any message today from her dad, perhaps her grandparents.
Grandparents, yes. It's so funny. I feel like we'll talk when we're ready. So I think with your grandparents, if you went in and really wanted an answer, they're going to be like, after we set the table and after we shovel the driveway. I just think that they knew how to do cliffhangers really well. So, oh, you shovel the driveway, then we'll have hot chocolate. But they motivated in a very good, funny way, because I think in hindsight, when you look back, you're like, wow, I did a lot of work for those answers. But they feel great. And your dad, he doesn't have a whole lot to say. I kind of get I'm not going to talk to her unless I know she's 100%, and there's absolutely no way in heck I'm going to put my dirty laundry out on the radio for the other people to dissect.
So maybe Jane would go for maybe a private reading.
He makes my left ear ring right now, so he's around. I just get, I'm not going to do this because I don't want to be made fun of.
All right, fair enough. So yep. Jane, maybe that's the nice incentive
Premier,
there.
Maybe he'll show up
yeah,
there. Yeah,
you can go to Premier or perhaps book a private session with Sarah yeah at enlightenedhorizons.com. Emily from Ossipee, is there a puppy from her mom's recent litter that is returning as a spirit from her mom or sister?
Wow. Yes, from your mom. And I'm seeing like a yellow lab or a yellow pup. It could be a golden or a lab. I think it's actually a golden with this big fat belly. Like, I'm a big puppy. And your mom loves that because I feel secure. I think your mom, you know, as a mom, and I'm a mom, you worry about your children. You worry, can I take care of them? Do I have enough time, money? Am I doing it well? And all this. And I think your mom worried enough in life that coming back as a puppy that's the fat dog that got all the good milk, I know that I'm taken care of and I'm worthy of being here. And I think your mom knows that she's worthy of being here now. And yes, I do think that dog is has some part of your mom's spirit, or your mom is around this dog to fully embrace security.
Wow, that's pretty cool, actually.
It is kind of cool,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, you think about it. Yeah, that's excellent. That one goes out to Emily from Ossipee.
Be nice to your pets.
Yes, be nice to your pets. That's for sure. We got 1, 2, 3 minutes. We'll be back for a final break here, believe it or not, already. Wow. It's Full Moon Readings with Sarah Moore.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.